I was worried the title would give way too much away. I didn't realize how little you know about New York, though. So that worked out.
Sanjay. Hello, and welcome back to A Year Unhinged. Today, we are resuming the guessing games of various movies and shows and animes and things like that that we haven't seen. And today, Maddie has for me In the Heights. Now, I have to preface by saying that I know there's a character in the Heights called Usnavi because you have a cat named after it.
Yes, correct.
Yes, but I mean, my immediate guess is that it's Lin-Manuel Miranda, but that's about it.
Okay. Can you guess, do you know why the character is named that?
I think you might have told me actually.
Okay.
Yeah, that like it the somebody saw a U.S. Navy ship when he was born.
Yeah. And they didn't speak English yet. And they thought, that's a
Oh, okay.
beautiful name. Yeah.
Well, cool.
It's a little immigrant
So,
joke they make.
I have before me a photo that Maddie has sent me from In the Heights on Broadway. And right away, it gives me like uplifting drama vibes because everyone is like dramatically singing, except for Lin-Manuel. He is just staring off into the light above him, and everyone else
Right.
is singing either out into the audience or at him.
Yeah. Which is kind of
And
his staple.
yeah, a little
Yeah.
bit. And the heights, which don't tell me what they are, but I'm gonna
Cool.
just assume that they're the really tall buildings,
Okay.
like the tallest buildings in New York, I think. Because I
Okay.
feel like it's New York, because most of Lin-Manuel Miranda's things are New York.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Yeah. And
He's kind of
maybe.
like a one-hit wonder that did the same hit over and over and over again. Anyway, continue.
I feel like maybe his character's whole goal is to be able to get to the heights, like get to the tallest buildings in New York. Like he wants to live there one
Okay.
day. And maybe he like is like maybe the entire show is just him like working his way up the ladder until eventually he has it all, and he's like, wow, finally I'm in the heights with my beautiful family and my high-paying job and everything that I could have ever wanted, and now I've been stricken with a disease, and oh no, things are dramatic now. Because that's what has to happen in those kinds of shows, you know? Like you
Yeah.
gotta let the people get what they or better yet, maybe he almost has it and then he gets struck with the disease. Oh, that's so much worse. Now I'm making myself sad.
He's down with the sickness, you could say.
Yeah. Oh, I don't like that at all, but that's what I feel like it is, so I'm gonna have to
Wow.
go with it.
Aww.
Yeah, I know. But maybe it's like a sickness that like yeah it does really wreck his life and it really does hurt him and it really does like take that from him and he does wind up not living in the heights anymore. But here's the thing, he overcomes it and he gets better.
Okay.
And the friends that he made along the way, well, they open doors for him. They give him new connections because maybe they're at the height of his disease. He tried pushing people away, and then he had to like reconnect with them and tell them that I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that. And they're like, it's okay, we understand. We just want you back as our friend. And then
Oh.
that happens, and they're like, come work for me at my company. No, come work for me at my company. And then eventually he starts his own company because he has an ingenious idea given to him by his little daughter. Who just says something one day, I don't know, something super profound, and he's like, that's an idea I can run with. And so he's overcome disease, he's overcome all these obstacles. His family is still there, but they are kind of fractured, but it's okay. He pulls them back together, and he just slowly gets everything back and puts the pieces back together. And he does finally, eventually, get back to the Heights.
Oh, you know, that's a beautiful story. That is a beautiful story.
Thank you. It was all over the place, but it just came from
myself. I liked it! It sounds very touching. It sounds like it pulls all the right strings and then has a nice ending to it.
Oh, and it's a musical. So, I mean, there's gotta be, like, the ballads. Ballads.
Okay, so I will say, we don't always go into, like, telling the real story or whatever, but I do want to touch on it a little, because I get very excited about it. This is potentially my favorite musical of all time.
Really?
And okay. Yeah, it's up there. Stage musical.
Mm-hmm.
Because Moulin Rouge is only recently on stage, but anyway, it's a whole thing. But, so basically what I love about it is that this was Lin's, like, it's the first thing he ever wrote, and so I feel like there's a thing that happens to some artists where once they realize their niche, they don't try as hard, and there's less art to it, there's less of them in it, and it's more like, this is my musical format. Unfortunately, I think he's at that point, but In the Heights was the first thing he ever did, and it came from his soul, and it's gorgeous and personal, and the music feels very original him. Like, you can feel his humanity in it, and not just like, oh, this would be a cool sound, which I think is where he's at as well, which is also fine. I'm not knocking it. Moana is great, like, you know, Encanto, amazing, but you can tell he's following a format now. But this is beautiful. So this was, like, kind of a story about a little bit about his personal experience. What's funny though is before we started recording, I questioned a little. I was like, I don't know, Brie, if this is going to be entertaining or not, but we'll give it a try. Because I was worried the title would give way too much away. I didn't realize how little you know about New York, though. So that worked out. The Heights are little boroughs. So there's Brooklyn Heights. There's Washington Heights. There's... Yeah. So it's about Washington Heights.
Oh, okay.
So I just wanted to tell you that and get your reaction to that. And, like, their struggle as a neighborhood. And also has a very special place in my heart because I lived in one of the Heights when I went to college. And I almost moved to Washington Heights, actually. But anyway, I love it. It's great.
Aw, that's neat. I know nothing about New York.
Yeah, that worked out.
It has Broadway and museums.
Okay, cool. Well, have you been there?
Yeah, once.
Okay. Okay, cool. Just checking. Neat. Well, anyway, that was, I liked it, though. It was a heartwarming and also heartbreaking story that you've created, so thank you so much for that. Yeah,
just one man's journey.
Yeah. Up the Heights.
Up the Heights.
I love it. Beautiful.
Alrighty, well, thank you so much for asking me to do this one. I had a good time, and if any of you out there who are listening / watching this, if you enjoyed it as well, please do give us a rating that you think is fair, and then come back tomorrow because we will be here and we are doing more of these because we are enjoying them. So
we are.
Alrighty. Have a good evening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Zoro. Sanji.